Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Walter Kieschel back on the show. Walter Kieschel III, and he's the former editorial director at Harvard Business Review. He's the former managing editor at Fortune Magazine and the author of one of my favorite books, The Lords of Strategy. And he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Walter Kieschel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 5 years, and we appreciate all his time and interest that he's given us over the years. Walter, we used to say that the happiest day of a boat owner is when the two happiest days is the day they buy their boat and the day they sell the boat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
The two momentous days in a business owner's life is the day they found their company and the day they go out for the last time one way or the other.
Right. Particularly if they do the second one the right way.
The right way. Well, either way, one thing is for sure, we're going to leave our business for the last time one day.
That's true.
And so one of the things I've done over the years is with various experts, and we certainly want to get your take on it today, is what do we need to do? How can we do a better job of anticipating, planning for, structuring, and executing our exit, right?
Right. Well, I think, too, that, you know, now it's tax time, and it's at least individual tax time, if not necessarily corporate tax time. And by the time that everyone is finished grumbling about how much taxes they're paying, often it's an occasion when you think about, well, do I want to keep on doing this for another year or another 2 years or anything mm-hmm. like that? So what are my choices? And also then how do I want to plan for my exit? And a big part of that, it seems to me, if you're fortunate enough to have a business of you know, even modest scale, is who do you want to have succeed you in running the business?
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to pick your successor? And how are you going to train your successor? And then how are you going to treat your successor once you've left the scene?
So what is the first thing to do? There's so many different cases. You know, it's like navels. Everyone's different out there, right?
And right.
And so do we look around and say, okay, my kids aren't in the business. They're not interested. I've got a couple of good employees. I can go that direction. Or I don't have any employees who are likely to take over for whatever reason. I got to look outside, or maybe I've got time to hire my successor. Whatever. You've really got to look around and kind of check your position, don't you?
You absolutely do. The first thing to do is identify not just one potential successor, but you hope you have maybe two or three. And this is always, I think, when you get into that process of evaluating potential successors, an area where it really helps to have some other perspectives, whether you've got a board that can give you some advice or an advisor that you can talk to. Because if you just do it purely on your own, if you're just consulting yourself on this, I and a lot of other people have seen this tendency to there's a subtle tendency to pick somebody who's just not quite as good as you are.
But that's assuming that you actually move that process along.
Yes,
my experience is that if you don't have other people involved who hold you sort of accountable to what you to the future, you'll kind of let it go, because sometimes we founders think we're going to live forever.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And we don't have clear markers in our society. Some other societies do. My favorite one is the South Asian, the Indian societies, which traditionally in the Hindu world, they believe in like three phases of life. But the idea is that if you're a man after you, when you have your first male grandchild who will be there to presumably light your funeral pyre, that's
right.
The time, if you've built a business, you begin to start moving away from it or turning it over to other family members.
When you have your first grandchild.
When you have your first grandchild.
Because theoretically, their parent is going to be old enough pretty soon to take over.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's a signal to you that now it's the time for you to be pulling back from the business that you've built and been pursuing for all these years and begin to think about doing some other things while you still have time to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Walter to talk to us about some steps to take to get prepared to, how to pick a successor, how to hire someone, how to find someone to come in and begin that process, and how to build that board of accountability. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Walter Kieschel is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.